Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in southern Israel. The two factions of the Palestinian people are in unity talks. If they unite, it will mean violence to the Jewish people of Israel. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The two different factions of the Palestinian people, Hamas and Fatah, they seemingly are going to come together, seeing if they can put some type of reconciliation in place. Can these two come into one unity operation?
Neither side likes the other one. In 2007, they had a terrible, terrible civil war where Hamas soldiers were taking Fatah people and literally throwing them off the roofs of houses. It was a terrible, terrible period of time. And Hamas wants to rule in Gaza. However, and in spite of Hamas wanting to rule, Hamas has run out of money. So that Hamas is really, really in a bind at this point. And not out of love of the Fatah, but out of desperation, Hamas may actually agree this time to a reconciliation, but they're demanding that there be national elections. And if there are national elections, Hamas is hoping that they will win the election so that what they are unable to do by the gun right now, they might actually be able to do in elections and take over the Palestinian Authority. That is what Hamas is hoping.
What would happen if they did have elections today?
Mahmoud Abbas today is very unpopular. So Abbas is not popular. On the other hand, Hamas is not popular either, and the leadership of Hamas isn't popular. And what I think will determine the outcome will be literally what happens in the news. And let me point out something else which is very, very scary and a little bit ominous. In the past, whenever the Hamas and Fatah were weak, they would start terror campaigns, and the terror campaigns always raised their popularity. If we have elections coming up, I expect that in the month or two before the elections, both Fatah and Hamas will try to commit terror attacks to be able to show the Palestinian people that they do know how to use the tactic of terror. And I fear that whoever is more successful using terror might jump up in the polls.
Itamar Marcus, who is director of Palestinian Media Watch, with what will happen if the Palestinian people unite. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The two factions of the Palestinian people, Hamas and Fatah, are talking about reconciliation and becoming one people. This possibility could lead to violence against the Jewish people of Israel. The ancient Jewish prophets wrote that this prophetic scenario would come about in the last days. That's Ezekiel chapter 35 and Obadiah. Palestinian unity talks are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...